Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
I woke up this morning and I was thinking about efficiency when studying a language. So my last two episodes were about how long I've been studying for, so I'm going to continue on that sort of language studying theme today. And what I was thinking about this morning is, in Japanese, there are there's this thing called pitch accent, where you have to try and correctly pronounce two words that are the same word, but when you pronounce them, they're pronounced differently because the tone is different. So I'll try and give you an example. So there's a word, hashi, which means bridge, but this word can also mean chopsticks. And I think the difference between the two is hashi, hashi. Now, I think that's probably completely wrong, and there's a reason why. I don't care about pitch accent. I don't study pitch accent, and I feel like if I did, I'd be wasting a lot of effort trying to do that. Now, I'll tell you how this relates to learning English in a bit, but I'll just carry on with this sort of like Japanese explanation for a bit longer. I think if I was to say I walked over some chopsticks, I crossed some chopsticks, I'm pretty sure, even if I used the wrong pronunciation, even if I use the wrong tone, someone can work out what I'm saying. Or if I say, I ate my meal with a bridge, I'm pretty sure someone's going to know, okay, that's just the wrong tone. And there are other examples as well. I think there's like ame, which is rain and sweets. If I said, I like eating rain, I think people would understand the game. But there are so many videos out there on YouTube that talk about pitch accent and try to warn you about the dangers of not learning pitch accent and how bad it will be if you don't do it, and I don't know, no one's going to understand you, and it's almost like they try to scare you into learning this pitch accent thing. I think for me, I would rather know 1,000 words spoken incorrectly, you know, so 1,000 words where your pronunciation isn't perfect, then only know 100 words, but be able to pronounce those 100 words perfectly. If I don't know that many words, but I know how to pronounce them perfectly, that's not that much use to me. If I know lots of words, but I don't know how to pronounce them perfectly, That's much more useful, isn't it? Now, the problem with focusing on pitch accent or focusing on pronunciation is that it takes effort. It takes a lot of effort if I want to introduce pitch accent into my studies. I'm not only learning the word and the characters for the word, but I also have to try and remember pitch accent as well. So that requires more effort, meaning every word I learn becomes just a little bit harder to learn. And when you're trying to learn thousands of words, so in my Anki deck, there are currently over 10,000 words, that extra little bit of effort becomes a lot of effort. Now, I think everyone, well, maybe most people who are learning English want to get like really, really good pronunciation, you know, sort of like near native levels of pronunciation. And I think that's fine to focus on at some point, you know. I think it's fine to focus on studying this when you've got to the point where you're comfortable in English. You already know enough words, you know, you don't need to learn more words. Or you've got to the point where you're learning words, but very few. You know, sometimes you discover a new word once a week or something like that, and most of the time, all the words you're seeing, you know what they are. I think that's probably a good time to start to focus on that kind of thing, when you really understand the language, when it's become almost like second nature to you, when it's something you do effortlessly. I think that's a good time to do it, because then you don't have to concentrate on learning words so much. You don't have to concentrate on speaking English so much or learning English. You can just focus just on, you know, making your pronunciation as good as you can. And I also think that until you get to that point, it's very hard to perfect your pronunciation. And there's a reason for this, and that is because until you reach a very high level of English, it's very hard to be able to detect the small differences between accents. So for example, if you listen to American English and British English and they sound the same to you, how are you going to form a perfect accent? It's probably going to be impossible if you can't do that. If you can't tell the difference between someone from Liverpool and someone from London, how are you going to get the kind of accent you're after? For me, I can just about tell the difference between like a Tokyo-style accent and a Kyoto-style accent, or Kanto and Kansai-style accent. So I really don't think I'm at the point where I need to bother that much about perfecting my pronunciation or working too much on that. As an English person, I can tell you that we're quite used to hearing different countries' accents. I think everyone has some idea, certainly European countries that are close to us, everyone has some idea of what a French accent sounds like, or a German accent, or a Spanish accent, or Italian accent, and so on. We've got some idea. I think when it comes to like sort of Scandinavian countries, we sort of lose a bit, like we're not so clear about that, and we think maybe they all sort of sound a bit similar. I don't know if that's true or not. But my point is, we hear lots of different accents. Oh yes, and of course Indian accents as well. They're quite popular. They're well known over here. So we're used to hearing accents, and we're used to understanding English when it's spoken with a different accent. And I think we actually quite like it as well. It's quite fun to try and imitate, to try and copy English when it's spoken in a different accent. So, yeah, I wouldn't stress about it too much. I wouldn't worry about pronunciation too much, as long as you can be understood. I think that's the most important thing to focus on, being understood. If you can have a conversation with someone in English, and you can practice that often, your English will get better and better. It has to. The more you practice something, the better you get at it. If you can't have a conversation in English, because your pronunciation is so hard for English speakers to understand, then yes, I think there's definitely a reason to focus on pronunciation at that point. But until then, until you have that problem, I don't think there's any point in trying to fix it yet. Wait until you get really good, and then you can focus all of your time on perfecting an accent. Because I know there are a lot of people who are very interested in getting, like, trying to get a perfect accent now, and I just feel it's a bit too soon. There's lots of videos on YouTube that seem to be very popular about, you know, improving your accent, and it's probably just a bit too soon. Having said that, at the same time, there's nothing wrong with doing that. If you enjoy it, if it's fun for you, by all means, do it. I'm just trying to say, perhaps don't spend too much time on it. Don't give too much of your energy for studying to trying to improve your accent, your pronunciation, that kind of thing. But of course, this is going to differ. It's going to change depending on which is your native language. So I find it easy. I think lots of English people find it easy to understand people who come from European countries. We hear that accent often. Also, Polish as well, and Romanian and Bulgarian. They all seem like really easy for me to understand. And as I said before, the Indian accent, because we have a lot of people from around that area, and Pakistan as well. No problem with those, I don't think. But I will say, the harder accents for us to understand, like foreign accents for us to understand, probably going to be from Eastern countries like Korea, like China, like Japan, like Taiwan, and so on. And out of all of those countries, the most difficult accent, foreign accent to understand, is the Japanese one. It definitely is. I remember when I first became interested in the language, and I would listen to a group called Brilliant Green, and some of those songs were sung entirely in English. Like, the, you know, all of the lyrics were completely in English, and I could probably understand about 10% of what was said. The accent was so amazingly strong, and I just couldn't make anything out. It's like every now and again I could hear a word. Sometimes I think I heard it correctly, but the lyrics made no sense, and I looked it up and I realized they didn't say that at all. It was a completely different word. I think if you are from an Eastern country, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to put a bit more effort in to getting your pronunciation to a level where it can be easily understood. But yeah, Japanese people are going to have to work a lot harder, I'm afraid. And there's a reason for that. It's because your language doesn't have many sounds in it. If you compare Japanese to Korean, Korean has a lot more of these unique sounds, much more close to England. I think there's about 2,000 of them or something like that. I can't remember the exact figures, whereas I think Japanese only had around 200. So there's all these extra sounds in other languages that your mouth is not used to making because you've never practiced them before. So it's a lot harder to pronounce English for Japanese speakers, I'm sorry. But I will say that there is some good news, and that's if you're going to practice like a language exchange, do a language exchange, the person you're practicing with will have had lots of experience trying to understand your native language. So for me, I can listen to Japanese English, like English with a Japanese accent, and understand it, no trouble. Even if the accent is incredibly strong, I can go back and I can listen to Brilliant Green, and I can listen to what they were saying, and I understand it now. So yeah, So if you find someone who's studying a native language, you'll be okay, even if you've got a really strong accent. And you can practice, you can increase your English like speaking ability up to the point where you can start to focus on pronunciation and your accent. Anyway, that is it for today. Hope you have a lovely day and see you again next time. Bye-bye.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating, or if you have the time, write a review. It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much and have a lovely day.